We've come to the point in the cycle of the year when the two great lights, sun and moon, trade places in the celestial hemispheres. But this is kind of tricky to understand because the moon appears to move through both the northern and the southern celestial hemispheres every month. So what do I mean they're trading places? I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Each month, the moon comes to its peak expression, you could say, at full phase. Now, because every full moon is on the opposite side of the earth from the sun, when the sun is in the north, then every full moon will be south of the celestial equator, that is. Now, it might not seem like it, but when these two great lights trade places in the hemispheres, this is the sacred sign that a mystery is about to unfold. I'll use Dante's Divine Comedy to better describe this. He wrote, "As when Latona's son and daughter share the belt of the horizon, Latona is another name for Leto, and her son and daughter are sun and moon, and for crown the stars of Aries and Libra wear." This means after spring equinox, when sun is in Aries with full moon in Libra, the zenith holds them balanced. Okay, at equinox, day and night are of equal length, till anon, freed from their girdle, the girdle is the celestial equator, one moves onwards to the hemisphere above, the other down. Now, Dante puts this in Canto 29 of his Paradise, where he witnesses his Beatrice seeing God, and she then instructs him in the mysteries of the creation. This week, this moment of full moon happens overnight, Wednesday to Thursday, and to catch both lights at the belt of the horizon, get to your viewing spot about 20 minutes before sunset Wednesday, and bring Dante. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.